the people had a sense of purpose, contribution, positivity, and growth, and the organization performed at a high level. Anjan became engrossed in the account and asked one probing question after another until the conversation was interrupted. That night, during a break in the ceremony, Anjan dashed across the room and grabbed Bob by the arm. He said, "Your story violates the assumptions of economics. Economics suggests that wealth is created by a single-minded focus on shareholder value or wealth maximization. There is no place for higher purpose or for positive culture in the logic of value creation. You must choose one or the other. We need to write a paper. In the morning, we should meet before you fly out." That meeting and the discussion eventually grew into a research project. We built a mathematical model of an organization. The model was composed of principals, bosses, and agents, employees, engaged in conventional relationships of transactional exchange. For this amount of money, we agree that you will do this amount of work. Then we altered the model. We introduced a collective purpose higher than profit. When we introduced the higher purpose, the organization was transformed. The employees began to act like owners. The assumptions of self-interested transactional exchange fell away. The employees became intrinsically motivated and were willing to go.